Two pastors are living the lives of spies in Sudan. A new law in the U.S. sends a strong message to traffickers. And there's a convergence of history taking place today. We'll tell you what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two pastors in Sudan are facing the death penalty for doing what pastors do, sharing the story of God. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says their trial began May 31st in Khartoum.
Now remember, this is a man who stood up and spoke in a church, but the charges against them are waging war against the state and spying.
Those are pretty big guns to use in a couple of pastors. All isn't lost, though.
What we learned from the case of Miriam Ebrahim is that the Sudanese government, even though it is a radical Islamic government, they are a government that is concerned about public perception.
Speak out. The more people who know, the louder the voice is calling for justice for a church under pressure.
The government has really made no bones about the fact that they will oppress the church, they will persecute Christians. So let's pray for our Christian brothers and sisters there to stand strong, even in the midst of that persecution.
You can read the background story and find action links at missionnews.org. Nigeria has been marked by suffering and violence coming from Boko Haram, but now the country has a reason to celebrate. The new president, Muhammadu Buhari, is promising to end the terrorist group, and thousands of Christians are celebrating. World Watch Monitor reports Christian leaders believe now is an opportune time for mission groups to be active in their work. Join Nigerian Christians as they pray for the president and the country. This is Mission Network News. Well, thanks to a new law, human traffickers in the U.S. will have to finance their victims' recovery. Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan says the Justice for Victims Trafficking Law also sends a global message.
Well, it definitely says to the international community that if you come here, we're going after you. And we're going after you with greater resources and tools than we've ever had before.
That's good news to Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein.
It will help set a precedent around the world. Hopefully we'll see more governments saying, you know what, we're not going to allow this.
Roughly 20% of the people trafficked to the U.S. come from Southeast Asia. VBB works exclusively there, rescuing women and children out of trafficking and introducing them to Jesus. You can come alongside their work through a link at missionnews.org.
The church, God's people, we have an opportunity to minister to these who the world would say is throwaways. And we're there as ambassadors for Christ and to show them the love of God.
Some parents view special needs children as a blessing. For others, they're a burden. One organization's helping to keep these families together by assisting both the children and their caregivers. Sally Gallagher of the King's Table, a special needs ministry, says,
families play a huge part in their life because they're perpetual children, you could say. So a lot of families have a lot of needs. The divorce rate right now is 84% for couples that have special needs children, and that's across the board whether you attend a faith-based church or not.
Gallagher says showing love to special needs people opens doors to share the gospel.
No matter where you go, when you have families with special needs and you've got places that you can't get into or are just more hardened against Christianity and they have a special needs child, the one thing that will bring them to notice is why do you love my child?
Gallagher's asking for prayer and financial support, which can be made at missionnews.org. And more people than ever are finding hope in the middle of violence and discouragement. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says tons of people are calling in to learn about the Bible. While they're excited about this spike in interest, they don't really have quite enough manpower or resources to help everybody. They could use your help in supporting their work that's bringing the gospel to literally millions. Do your part by finding details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes By Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on demand a high-quality dramatized recording of the New Testament. Register to win yours by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.